Mishadalad, what happens if nisgalgal chutzat tchum? If the food that you place down for your Erev Tchum in rolled further than the tchum. So let's say you place it at the edge of the 2,000 amos limit, but then it rolled a bit away, such that it is now further than 2,000 amos away from your city. So the time that Shabbos comes in, you're not able to access that food from your Mokim HaShavisa. Or if the Nofalal of Gal, if a pile of rubble falls on to the Erev, so he'll need to violate a Melochal Mid'oraisa to move the rubble and dig for his Erev. A Nisraf, where it got burnt, a Truma of a Nitmes, or if it was Truma and it became Tomei, it's forbidden to eat Truma, which is Tomei. So in any of these cases, if this occurred while it was still daytime, before Shabbos came in, then in Erev it's not considered to be an Erev. But if it happens after it became dark, after Shabbos came in, then how is it Erev? The Erev is still considered valid, since it all depends on the time that Shabbos comes in. Now what happens if in Sofek, if it's a doubt as to when exactly the food was destroyed? So you're not sure whether the Erev was valid or not. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, "Hari ze chamar gamol." This person is considered a chamar gamol, which literally means a donkey driver and a camel driver. So what does that mean? So when one walks with a donkey, the donkey walks in front of the person, and the person guides it from the back. Whereas when one guides a camel, he holds onto the leash, and the camel actually walks behind the person. So if somebody is both a donkey driver and a camel driver, so he's standing in the middle of both of them, and he needs to constantly be looking back and forwards to guard both the camel and the donkey. So a person who has a doubtful Erev is compared to this camel and donkey driver, because he is now stuck between two different Mokim HaShavisas. If it's not a valid Erev, then he has 2,000 amos in every direction. So let's say he could go to the east 2,000 amos and to the west 2,000 amos. But if his Erev is valid, and if let's say we imagine he put his Erev at the end of 2,000 amos in the eastward direction, so if it is valid, that means that he cannot go to the west at all, but he can go 4,000 amos to the east. So if he's not sure whether it's valid or not, he can only travel to the area where he would be able to travel whether it is or isn't an Erev. So in our example, that would only be 2,000 amos to the east. But he would not be able to go any further than that in that direction, and nor would he be able to travel to the west in case it is considered a valid Erev. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say, Sfeik Erev Kosher, a doubtful Erev is considered valid, and you would be able to travel 4,000 amos in the east, and this is based on the principle known as Chazaka, that we assume that something remains the same, unless we know for sure that it changed. So in this case, he knew that there was definitely an Erev there before Shabbos came in, and he's not sure when it changed. So based on the principle of Chazaka, he can assume that it remained as it was, up until the point where he is sure that it changed. And Omar Rabbi Yaisi said, Avtulmos heid mishum chamisha zakenim, Avtulmos testified in the name of five zakenim, five elderly talmidei chachamim, al sfeik erev shekosher, about a doubtful Erev that it is considered valid.